Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
I declare the meeting open. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Are there any apologies?
No, but if you will admit.
Are there any questions?
Yes, Deputy Lord Mayor, I have received one question here just in the last couple of minutes from Wayne Davey of 7 Altair Street, Dianella. The question relates to the CEO. It says, the question, can the City of Perth advise when they first received the toxicity report on Ranger vehicle PV181, and when are Council going to advise ex-Ranger staff who drove it about the high levels of carcinogenic material in it so they can have their health checked? That question will be taken on notice.
Are there any members on leave of absence or requests for leave of absence?
No, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Can I have a mover and a seconder for our minutes?
I'll move it. Move.
Second, Deputy.
Okay. Yong, Councillor Yong and Councillor Davidson. Okay. Any announcements? Yes. Well, are we all voting on the minutes? All agree? We pass them? Yep. Okay. Any announcements? Does any elected member or employee wish to disclose an interest, and its nature, in any item contained within the agenda?
I've got one, Deputy Lord Mayor. Item 13.2, proposed change of use from clothing retail to dog daycare unlisted use. I've got a proximity interest in a shop across the road, so I'll be leaving for that decision. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Amos. Anybody else?
Sorry, Deputy Lord Mayor, just a question, just a point of clarification for the Manager of Governance. In relation to proximity interests, what is the radius around a property? I'm just interested for the future. My understanding was that you had to be directly opposite something or you had to be directly adjacent something to declare a proximity interest. Couldn't be down the road, for example.
Yeah, through the Chair, that's correct. It's either got to be directly across the road at a right angle or to either property adjoining that property.
Okay. Are there any questions of which notice has been given?
No, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Has any correspondence been received?
No, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Have any petitions been received?
No, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Are there any matters for which the meeting may be closed?
Yes, my Deputy Lord Mayor, in accordance with Section 523(2), etc., the attachments in relation to items 13, 11, 12, 13, 14 and 15 are deemed confidential, and it's recommended that Council should resolve to close the meeting to the public should there be an intent to discuss those attachments.
Thank you. Sorry, Councillor Green.
I just need to declare an interest in item 13.8.
Yes.
This is for West Texas, and my employer, Curtin University, is also a sponsor of this event.
Okay. What sort of interest is it?
I believe it's an impartiality interest.
So that means you could stay in the room. Yep. Okay, so if we can now go to the reports. Item 13.1, do I have a mover? Yes, Councillor McAvoy.
I'll second that.
Moved by Councillor McAvoy, seconded by Councillor Adamos.
Deputy Lord Mayor, I would like to move deferral on this back to the committee. I am feeling uncomfortable about it, and I just think that it needs further consideration, particularly on the built form outcomes and the impact and amenity of the surrounding area and the neighbours. There's been quite some concern about it. So I just would like it to go back to the committee and we have more discussion on it.
Okay. Well, we've got a seconder in Councillor Adamos. Right, so should we put that to...
discussion?
Yeah. Anybody got any comments, any further comments on that, or do you want to put it straight to a vote? Okay. So who's in favour of this being moved back to committee? Anybody against? No? Unanimous. Okay. Thank you. Item 13.2, Unit 5, 33, Lot 2, Royal Street. So will you be Councillor Adamos leaving the chamber? Okay, do I have a mover?
Yes, I'll move that.
Happy to second, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Councillor McAvoy, Councillor Harley seconding. Do we have any discussion?
I think that's quite appropriate for East Perth. I've seen a lot of little doggies running around East Perth, and I just think it'll be very successful there in that spot.
Thanks, Deputy Lord Mayor. I wanted to congratulate Jane Caligaro and her family on this initiative. I think that it will be a great addition to East Perth. I think at last count there's something in the order of 300 dogs registered in the city, but it's probably 500 or more actually hiding away in those apartments. And I can't think of a dog groomer in the city. Can't think of another one.
Or a dog babysitter.
Correct. So I think this will be a great addition to the amenity of the city. I think it'll be quite a successful business. I guess they're lucky that this particular retail shop has a staircase on the left and has a concrete slab above. So any, you know, potential issues with noise should be mitigated. Obviously, they're open to the street on the other side. There have been some residential, I wouldn't say complaints, but perhaps people have lodged a bit of concern about the potential noise of a business like this, but you know, we've had assurances from the proprietors that it will be well managed and they're fully aware of all of that. The family have been running a retail shop on Royal Street for 10 years, so they know the community, they know everyone there, they're not going to want to, you know, annoy the neighbours. So I have every confidence that the business will be well managed. I think a great addition to the city.
Thanks, Councillor Harley. Any more comments? I agree with everything that's been said. I think it's a great addition to the East Perth community. And pets are a very important part of our lives, our families. So I think this service will be very good. Okay, can we put it to a vote? All those in favour? So unanimously approved. Thank you. Item 13.3. Do I have a mover for that, please?
Yes, Deputy Lord Mayor. I'll move that. It's actually...
Happy to second.
Second?
No. Councillor Adamos just came back into the room. Councillor Harley seconding.
It's another special control area over which we've had quite a number of these in the city. I think it's very important because it brings it in and I don't have a problem at all with it.
Anybody else wish to make any comments? All right, let's put that to a vote. All those in favour? Unanimous. 13.4, initiation of... item 13.4, initiation of amendment number 39 to the city planning scheme. Do I have a mover for that?
Yes, Deputy Lord Mayor, this is a similar type of one. So
do I have a seconder?
Happy to second.
Councillor Yong. Seconding. Sorry, please continue.
Similar to the one before, Deputy Lord Mayor, I think it's very appropriate.
No problem. Any further commentary from anyone around the table? Put that to a vote. All in favour? Unanimous. 13.5, annual arts sponsorship, Perth Institute of Contemporary Arts. Do I have a mover?
Yes, I move, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Councillor Chen. Do I have a seconder?
Seconding, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Councillor Yong. Any discussion? Let's put that to a vote. All in favour? Unanimous. 13.6, annual event sponsorship, IGA Carols by Candlelight for Variety. Do I have...
I move, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Seconding, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Seconding, Councillor Yong. Any conversation around that?
No.
No. I think that...
Please.
Yeah, you.
I was just going to say, it's an annual event. It's been going for years. It's extremely popular and gets everybody into the mood for Christmas.
I agree. Sorry, any further comments? I agree with that. I've had the pleasure of attending a couple of those, and they are amazing. The amount of family participation and children there is excellent, so I'm very happy to support it. So let's put it to a vote. All those in favour? Unanimous. Thank you. Item 13.7, Annual Event Sponsorship 2017 RAC Christmas Pageant. Do I have a mover?
Yes.
Councillor Chen?
Seconding, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Councillor Yong. Any discussion?
My favourite one. I'm still a child.
I've always loved it as well. I think we've all grown up with the RAC Christmas Pageant. So let's put it to a vote. All those in favour? Unanimous. Item 13.8, Sponsorship 2017 West Tech Festival.
I move for Deputy Lord Mayor.
Councillor Chen.
Deputy Lord Mayor.
Councillor Yong seconding. Any discussion around the table?
This one, actually, at the committee, we discussed quite in great details. Certainly, this one is a start, but we will continue to support this kind of activities. And this is a way for the city to move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Any other comments? Look, I agree with you, Councillor Chen. I think we were having a discussion earlier on today with the Ambassador of Finland, and he was sharing with us how popular the slush convention is in Finland, and how many fantastic and innovative technologies come out of it as a result. And because we're trying to create a situation here where we can diversify our industries and actually make the city into a technology capital, I think by supporting events like this, it's really to our advantage, and it's going to help us both in the short term and in the long term. So I'm very happy to support it. All those in favour? Unanimous. 13.9, payments from municipal and trust funds.
Move, Lord Mayor.
Second, Lord Mayor.
Councillor Davidson.
Deputy Lord Mayor.
Councillor Davidson. Seconded by Councillor Harley. Any discussion? Put that to a vote. All those in favour? Unanimous. 13.10, financial statements and financial activity statement for period ended 31st of August 2017.
Move, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Councillor Davidson.
Deputy Lord
Councillor
Mayor.
Harley. Any comments? Any commentary? No. Put that to a vote. Hands up. Unanimous. Thank you. Item 13.11, tender, camera supply and install. Do I have a mover?
Move, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Second, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Councillor Davidson. Harley. Maybe we should get Harley Davidson. Don't you? Okay. 13, any discussion? No?
Yes, Deputy Lord Mayor. I just wanted to point out for the benefit of the audience tonight that the main purpose of this is to upgrade our CCTV camera network so that instead of it being analogue, it will be digital. And we were presented by Director Moore with some photographic examples of how improved the resolution of the cameras will be. It means more coverage of the city, potentially... more ability for us to report more accurate imagery to WA Police when they're following up crimes. It just gives our officers a lot more data and information to do their jobs. So I think it's a necessary upgrade and just shows that we're moving with the times in that regard.
Thanks, Councillor Harley. Any other comments?
Yes, I'd like to say something. Look, I think it's extremely important, our CCTV network. I've been here long enough to recall when it was first put in and all the adverse publicity that came with that. Every day in the newspapers there was adverse publicity. It's blended in now, everybody expects it. I know it doesn't stop the crime, but at least it gives the police the vision. And I know a few years ago that our vision was extremely successful in a lot of the police court cases. So I presume it would be even more so nowadays. So I'm just saying I think it's very important. It's very expensive, but it's very important.
Thank you. I echo those comments, and I agree wholeheartedly with them. We're a capital city. We need to be able to protect our citizens and our visitors and our tourists. And I have personally had an experience where the cameras have caught someone that pulled a knife on me. So that happened a few years ago, and they could follow the person all the way through to a car park. So, very good and very much in support of it. All those in favour? Unanimous. 13.12, tender, manufacture and delivery of various exposed aggregate slabs. Do I have a mover?
Move, Deputy Lord
Mayor. Councillor Davidson, Councillor Harley. Any commentary?
We have one company that submitted their interest, so it's not exactly a broad range of choices. But they are the preferred provider and they know what they're doing, so we go with them.
Excellent. Well, we can't do any more. If we put a tender out and only one person replies, that's the whole purpose of a tender. So I think we're doing, as long as we're doing things correctly, that's all I'm interested in. So all those in favour? Yeah. Unanimous. 13.13, tender, manufacturing and delivery of litter bin enclosures. We have a mover. Councillor Davidson, Councillor Harley. Would you like to make any comments, Councillor Harley or Councillor Davidson? No? Okay. All those in favour? Unanimous. 13.4, security and operational support for car parks. Do I have a mover?
Move, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Councillor Davidson. Councillor Harley, any comments, any feedback?
Yes, Deputy Lord Mayor. Just wanted to draw, again, for the benefit of members in the audience, draw attention to the fact that this is a tender not for a long period of time, so 12 months. The security and some operational support services in our off-street car parks are provided by an external provider. They're not City of Perth staff members. There have been, I'm sure, other councillors have at times raised concerns or have had concerns raised with them about perhaps the level of service and friendliness and level of customer service that are provided by contracted staff members as opposed to the service that's experienced when people are dealing directly with City of Perth staff members. We want to have that conversation with those service providers and ensure that we're getting very high customer service standards in our car parks. And so this is one of the reasons why we haven't gone out for a long contract. We've gone out for a short contract so that we can really keep on top of those conversations and perhaps look at other alternatives. So, if people do have concerns, understand that they're being heard, they're being looked at. We're certainly actively managing that, and we're looking to improve the level of customer service and support in our off-street car parks.
Thank you, Councillor Harley. Any other comments?
Can I just ask a question? When we say we're contracting out, what about the city guys that sit in the little boxes, and do they go too? Is this replacing them, or does anybody...
Through the chair, I can defer to the director, who will give you some detail on which actual positions we're talking about.
Through the chair, Councillor McAvoy, this refers to the guys that provide assistance at events that open and close our car parks. It's currently already tendered out, so this is just reissuing the tender for those services. So they drive around in little CPP cars, and they wear the CPP uniform, but it's really about opening and closing the car park and providing operational support when it's required.
Thank you for that. I was just a bit concerned about all the guys that work in the little boxes.
Okay, so should we put that to a vote, please? All those in favour? Unanimous. Thank you. 13.15, tender, supply of irrigation parts, products and equipment.
Move, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Councillor Davidson moving. Second. Councillor Harley seconding. Any comments? No? Put that to a vote. Unanimous. Okay.
Item 13.16, streetscape upgrade to footpaths and roadway.
No, apologies. Moved, Deputy Lord Mayor.
13.16.
Sorry.
No, here. Yeah.
We've got...
Page 174.
How come it's not on this one sheet? Anyway. Tender 160, supply of irrigation pump. We've already done that. We've already done that.
We just did it. It was so quick you didn't see it.
You're confusing me then, Mark. Okay, 13.16, streetscape upgrade to footpaths and roadway of Irwin Street footpath upgrade.
Move, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Councillor Davidson, Councillor Harley. Any discussion? Yes, Councillor Harley.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. Again, for the benefit of members in the audience, the Western Hotel on the side of the old fire station, or at the back of the older fire station, is currently under construction, nearing completion. The city had in its planning an upgrade for Irwin Street, Hay Street, Murray Street around that precinct, but in our planning it was in the out years, I think, in 2 years' time. On a request from the developers there, they're obviously opening a brand new, very expensive hotel, great addition to the city, and wanted to see if the city could bring forward its street upgrades to align with the opening of that new hotel. And I think that is exactly the kind of way that the city should be working in smart partnership with people in the future. You know, listening to feedback from developers and from locals and from business owners and looking at where we can get easy wins so that, you know, if we can bring something forward a year and the whole precinct's revitalised, then that's fantastic. And there is a little bit of an alteration to the number of lanes. Irwin Street at the moment is really used for people to zip up very quickly and then turn left or right onto Murray Street. I think with these improvements and some of the tree planting there and some of the things that are planned, we'll see Irwin Street become a much friendlier little street in the city, and I'm sure we'll see a lot more pedestrian activity there when the hotel opens. So I think this is a good example of the city working smartly to bring good outcomes for city precincts.
Thanks, Councillor Harley. Any other comments? Right, we'll put that to a vote. All in favour? Unanimous. Thank you. Item 13.17, annual event sponsorship, rooftop movies. This is a report that's coming straight to Council. So can you... You haven't... Yeah. Can I have a mover, please, for this?
I move.
Councillor McAvoy. Now, I think maybe, if it's all right, Director, want to tell us a bit about this, please?
Yes, through the Chair, just to let you know, this is coming direct to Council as it's a timing issue. Originally, when we had discussions with Outrage back in April, they were going to look for an alternative venue. We had discussions that we were going to put this out for tender. They've come back to us and said that they would like to include this as part of the Outrage program for this year. We have, because of the past history, we've had 5 years of the history of this. They've had 118 film events, 23,000 tickets have been sold in last year. It does activate the Northbridge area where people go out to restaurants and things both before and after the movies. It is a reduction from previous years that we have supported this, and that's mainly due to the change in fees and structure. So the level of support is no less, it's just a lesser amount that we're having to subsidise them for. So it will, just to let you also know, that we will be going out to tender in November to put this onto the open market as well.
Okay, excellent. Do we have any comments around the table or any further questions?
No? Can I just ask through the Chair the question? Yes. To the Director? So the in-kind sponsorship of $129,741.56 is just the area? Yeah? Is there nothing else?
Through the Chair, it's similar to what we've done in past year. It's because they take the full top floor, the 66 phase.
Yeah.
That's estimated to be what the loss would be for us. So if and you can see that in previous years we've actually it's been more of a subsidy. So the city last year was 167,000. So it's actually less this year.
So counted for sponsorship of activation of the city, rather than sponsorship of activities. So it's the same.
Through the chair, it is to support ArtRage to actually provide the movies, the rooftop movies. It's allowing them to use the space. We provide that in-kind support for the fees for them to use that space on top of Rowe Street car park. But as a result of that, whilst we haven't actually measured it, we do know that that there is a lot of support that goes back into Northbridge businesses as a result of these events being held there.
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
Thank you. If there's no further comments, put this to a vote. All those in favour? Unanimous. Motions of which previous notice has been given?
No motions have been received, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Any urgent business?
No, my Deputy Lord Mayor.
Okay, before I close the meeting, I would like to thank everybody in the room. This was my first meeting that I've ever chaired in council. So I was a little bit nervous at the beginning, just getting through the motion. So I just want to thank everybody for having patience with me. And I look forward to seeing you all very soon. So thank you, councillors, for your attendance. I now declare the meeting closed.